Listener Nick. Boop, 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 boop,
Showbot.
Sherbert. Hey, look at that. A few people in there.
Number 43 on the ladder of kindness. I like that.
Yeah, is that going to screw up your...
numbering, it'll say like...
Will that escape that pound sign?
Yeah, I think that'd be fine. Or you could just do...
You'd be amazed how many places that would screw up the field.
Yeah, I don't know. Or just do num, like N-U-M, period. That's just like that.
I would do an N-O, maybe.
Yeah.
N-O. Don't look down, buddy. That's pretty good.
I like that one. I like them all.
You pick. It's my anniversary gift to you.
Number 43 on the ladder of kindness.
Alrighty. You got it. I will... write this up. Do an early pickup today. We had a sad tomato this morning. She did not want to go back to school today.
Oh, today was the day back.
Yeah. Yesterday was, what was it yesterday? Famous Americans Day. When did they change that holiday to?
I thought it was just Martin Luther King Day.
All the normal people, all the woke people were celebrating MLK, but when was it in Louisiana?
I don't know. I haven't heard about that.
Louisiana Martin Luther King Day. Yeah, somebody like slipped this other thing in the side door. It was like celebrated Americans Day or something like that. Well, you know, it's kind of like that thing where like they did a little switcheroo where people said, oh, on Columbus Day, it's going to be Indigenous Peoples Day, for example. A little bit of an FU to the other side of the fence.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
Now,
what
about Travelers? Have you watched Travelers?
No.
You might want to check it out.
Oh, have you seen the Lemony Snicket show
yet?
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God.
Do you like it? I love it.
Of course, I love it.
I love it. It's so good. We're only on episode 4.
I never read the books. I got her the box set a couple weeks ago. She read the first book in 2 days and the next three books.
What a bright reader she is. My God.
She read the next three one per day. So funny enough, she had just finished book, like it was like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. She'd finished book 4 inside of that week. And so we didn't even tell her about it until Sunday. But like I didn't watch every one of them. I had some stuff to do, but they watched. Oh my God, I loved it. I love everything about that show.
So good.
This is a word which here means.
Yeah, that's in the books. I mean, they pulled that right from the books and it's. They have made some changes to it, but all of the changes were absolutely beneficial to telling it the way they've been telling it. And it's great.
She would get so excited and say, that's exactly what they did in the book. Yeah. That's exactly what they said in the book.
It's great. It's just they're doing it right. They're having fun with it. It's so colorful and fun, and I love it. I mean, I just love it.
Oh, I did too. I have heard interviews with him over the years, but I mean, obviously that came out when I was in my 30s or 40s. I haven't read it, but I hadn't even been keeping track of when it was going to come out. It's just that
for people who don't know, it came out because the whole premise of the books is that these are kids who are incredibly unlucky and the events are unfortunate. They release it on Friday the 13th. It was just perfect.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. Children, your parents perished in a fire. Perished means they died. We know what perished means. I love Klaus. I love when he does that. So that's a bit in the book that he's always saying that.
He's very, very, very smart and very well read and remembers everything.
I guess she does it too. Violet does it too.
Yeah,
but
yep.
Oh my God, how much do you love Sunny?
God, I'm obsessed with Sunny. She's adorable. She's adorable.
I love when she debarks the tree.
Yep, it's great. It's great. Like a wholeheartedly endorsing show.
Every day we walk home from school and I usually get a report on the gossip at school, but those 3 days I got a report on like she'd read the book in toto that day. I don't think she's doing math or anything. She's just reading this book. And she would just give me the rundown each day on like, and Sunny did this and they had to find something harder because she likes to, she has 4 teeth and they're very sharp and she likes to chew on hard things. Yeah. You know what? No point putting it in show notes because.
Well, we'll do this as an after dark,
But also, Daniel Handler was on Fresh Air the other day and maybe yesterday, maybe last, it must have been last week. And they cobbled together a couple interviews with him from over the years. One of them was from 2001. One was more recent. David Bianculli gives a rave review to the show that got me very excited. But then it's followed by 2 interviews with him from over the years. So Fresh Air, check it out. That guy's funny.
Yeah, he the whole show, just everything about it, every little detail, the sets, and it makes the movie, which is entertaining. It just shows you how wrong they got it in the movie.
And how increasingly, at least for me, more and more, this is nothing new. This is a big topic on the Incomparable Slack. Like, there's so many kinds of things that only ever could have been made as a movie before. Where you think about things like, you know, whether that's a superhero story, a fantasy sci-fi, there's so many kinds of things that were of a scale where you go, oh, this would be terrible as a TV show. Like, how would you cover this in an episode? Like, you know, or even, like, I guess as a miniseries, but like, oh, this has to be a movie. And now there's so many kinds of things, like some people would say Harry Potter. There's so many kinds of things where you're like, no, this could be a season of a TV show. That sounds crazy to say, but like, I think you could make Prisoner of Azkaban into a pretty good season of a TV show. There's so much in that book. I love that we're seeing stuff like that now. I mean, again, like Travelers, the OA, and I love this, you know, people who are like, telling a story that unfolds, they get the cadence of the cliffhanger, and like to be able to go, and it just seems like it was not that. Was House of Cards the first big drop it all at once show?
That was the thing that they did. That was the first, like, Netflix is making its own content. What?
And they're putting it out all at once. Is this a mistake? This is so strange. Why would?
Right.
Because it's totally antithetical to everything you think you know about how TV works. But for something like the OA, I mean, it was perfect. I got mixed feelings about the OA.
Yeah, tell me about the OA. Because here's the thing.
Well, we're going to talk about it on Reconcilable Differences. I think it's definitely, I'll give the same advice Syracuse gave to me, which is like, it's definitely worth your while to go watch the first episode and then decide if you want to proceed. But I
watched the first episode and decided not to proceed.
You're okay. It is quite good, but
it was disturbing me.
Yes,
especially like I'm old, right? So like at night, I don't want to watch something that's going to rile me up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So it was disturbing. And not disturbing, yeah. I found it really difficult to care about anybody in the show, any of the characters at all.
It's definitely very weird. And like the first episode, like it or not, does such a good job of setting up what's going to happen here, but leaving many questions open. And the way that they answer some of those questions by the third or fourth episode, you're like, oh, we're still on this thing? I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say one way or another, but I think it's worth people's time to definitely watch the first one. And, you know, I don't think is he in the first one? You know, who shows up is Lucius Malfoy.
Oh, really?
Lucius Malfoy. He's very good in this.
He finally quit working for those apes.
Yeah. Was he a Planet of the Apes guy?
Yeah. He was the one that tormented them when they were in the enclosure.
In my head, I get him and Sean Bean confused because in my head, they look a lot alike.
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean, I have a turkey on my head. Beepity beep boo.
Harry Potter.
All right. Harry Potter. Harry Potter. You're a wizard, Harry. Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Harry. Harry Potter. I gotta clean the screen. Professor McGonagall. Professor Trelawney.
Have you heard that Harry Potter parody song? I'm going to have to send it to you. It's on Spotify. I'll find it and send it to you.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'll send it to you right after.
I should get on Spotify.
You don't have a Spotify.
I got an Apple Music.
Well,
I've been playing with the Sonos more.
Sonos
isn't it. Yeah. I mean, it's not essential, but it's an interesting. They sent me some stuff.
Should we
stuff.
Just make, keep this in the show or?
This? No, yeah. God, no. You got to take all this out.
All right.
You can leave it in if you want. You're going to have a false ending? That'd be weird.
We can edit out the false ending and then just let it go.
No. Because as soon as I sing the song, you know. No, you can make it After Dark, though, if you want.
All right.
Alex Jones. Look at that, Alex Jones. Alex Jones got some thoughts. Alex Jones is very worried there's going to be a tactical nuclear device at the inauguration.
Well, he's worried about a lot of things.
Have you treated yourself to Alex Jones videos?
Of course. He's a local. He lives down the street from me.
He lives in Dallas. Oh, look at that. He's eight years younger.
He's in Austin.
No kidding.
Yeah, like literally down the street from me.
Oh, look at that. He lives in, let's see, grew up in Rockwall in the city of Austin. I got to tell you, I'd heard about this guy. I'd heard references to this guy. I'd heard the occasional quote from this guy. But like, I finally sat down with like the best of Alex Jones on YouTube and oh my God.
Oh, I have not seen the best stuff. I watch his stuff pretty regularly though.
He's, yeah. So anyway, tactical nukes. Let me see if I can find this article. Cause like I, you know, I don't, you know, it's easy to be in a bubble to know like of things, but not really like follow, like track it down. Here we go. Okay. So this is an article in the Austin Statesman. Alex Jones, Trump inauguration will be the biggest event in human history, barring a coup, assassination, or nuke attack. Well, a lot of people keep asking me, will they set off a low yield or a tactical nuke in DC to stop the Trump inauguration and try to basically derail the whole populist movement? I haven't really responded to that because we don't have any hard intel on it. We don't have any chatter. I don't have any sources of their facts. But I have to ask myself, if Obama would fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda, taking over multiple countries in the Middle East and Africa. I can't even do that for real. It hurts a lot.
Yeah, that's his regular voice.
I want to be clear, before the national media picks this up and lies and says that I'm saying there's going to be a nuclear attack in D.C., I'm not saying that. I'm going to be there with my crew covering on the ground. And if the globalists did try something like that, it would blow up in their face because the populist movement worldwide is exploding. This could really use a second edit. Nationalism is exploding and the people are on to this corporate form of world government. Interesting choice of words. Blow up in their face. Worldwide exploding. Nationalism is exploding. That's a very unfortunate choice of words.
Yeah. And I found the song. It's a spoof of Hey There, Delilah. It's Hey, Harry Potter.
Hey.
I'll send it to you.
Harry Potter.
I'm sending it now. Where'd you go?
I'm here. I got it on the YouTube.
Okay.
It's cute. Is this originally a... who is that? Is that originally like White Stripes or something?
The original song is... who does Hey There, Delilah?
One of those clap stomp bands? It's like a Lumineers type band?
Yeah, it is.
My daughter and I call it cell phone music. It's like the music that you hear in the cell phone ads at the movies.
Yeah, like that.
Clap stomp, clap stomp. I will listen to this.
Plain White Tees is the name of...
Plain White Tees.
Yeah.
Clap stomp, clap stomp. Okie dokie, artichokey. Right. You don't need my side?
No, it sounded great this time.
All right, Big Shot. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Oh, you know, I'm up for jury duty again next week.
Oh, come on.
Yes,
this has got to be some kind of unprecedented record. Nobody has ever been called
This one semi makes sense because the last time that I went to jury duty, I got off on hardship. And they said, okay, we're going to call you back again at the end of January. So that's what this is. This was a stay of execution. But anyway, I'll let you know. I'll let you know what happens.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.